News, weather, traffic, and talk for both sides of the bay. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
All right, the rain's still affecting Mobile County, getting a pretty strong line through Baldwin County. And then the cold air is coming. Dr. Bill has full details coming up with your forecast in just a minute. Right now, let's get our morning started here on FM Talk 106.5 with Kane in traffic.
Good morning, everyone. For the SpringhillToyota.com traffic center, we do have showers coming in through the area, so be careful. Also, in Mobile Police Department on the scene there at Moffett Road and Spring Hill Avenue, a 17-degree difference this morning between Mobile and Pensacola, thanks to the showers that are moving through the area. So far, no other wrecks in the roadways. Celebrate the holidays with Bellingrath Gardens and Home in Mobile, with more than 1,100 set pieces and 3 million lights guaranteed to get you in the holiday spirit. Open nightly 5 to 9 through December 31st. Find tickets at bellingrath.org. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Hello, I'm Van, president of Century Bank. Since 1903, our foundation has been built on listening to each customer's needs and providing them with the best banking experience in the industry through personal relationships. We invite you to visit Century Bank today and experience the friendly attitude of our employees as they serve your financial needs with sincere pride. After all, at Century Bank, we take banking personally.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast expects showers this morning, then breezy and cool this afternoon with temperatures in the lower 60s. Tonight, clearing and cold with lows in the lower 30s, and then tomorrow, sunny with highs in the lower 50s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
All right, 608 FM Talk 106.5, Mobile Mornings on this Tuesday. Glad to have you here. All right, here's the story weather-wise. By the way, good morning, Sean Sullivan, Dalton Norwig. Good morning. You made it through the rain, got here all right?
Yeah, I did. It wasn't bad for me.
Got to use a rain jacket to get in.
I actually came in with just a hoodie.
See, there you go. You're living life on the edge.
I played the odds.
Yeah, you're lucky. Hey, rain this morning, of course. That's what Dr. Bill's been talking about. It got a good bit of rain overnight last night. Right now, 60. That may be the highest temperature you see for the rest of the day, as we will be cooling, getting winds out of the northwest. Dr. Bill fills in the details on that coming up in just a little bit. It was a bumpy day yesterday and night last night when it came to these thunderstorms and embedded tornadoes. Severe weather affecting us here in Alabama, Mississippi, and Louisiana. Damage being reported throughout the South. Storm Prediction Center said trees were broken, roofs came off, and tornadoes were seen in parts of Louisiana. Also in Mississippi, that a lot of video coming in from that tornado near Edwards, Mississippi. Mm-hmm. Saw that last night. Forecasters say about 1 million people live in an area of northeastern Louisiana, southwestern Mississippi that had damaging winds yesterday from tornadoes or straight-line winds. We have some fatalities reported in this as well. We'll get more into this story coming up. But that weather now moving on to our east and a little more settled weather on the back of this. Dr. Bill will talk about that coming up. Also, Boeing's troubles with the MAX are putting it at a minimum, something like that.
Nice.
We'll get into that coming up in just a little bit. Also in sports,
Drew Brees sets not only a massive NFL record last night, but he broke multiple records in a blowout win over the Indianapolis Colts.
Yes, so much for Drew Brees being yesterday's news, right?
Yeah, he's not done.
Yeah, he's doing just fine, setting records. And also, of course, today in Washington, more talk, more debate as they get closer to tomorrow's vote on articles of impeachment. By the way, programming note here coming up on Midday Mobile today at noon. Congressman Bradley Byrne will join us to talk more about what's happened up there in the last couple days and what he expects out of tomorrow. Speaking of the impeachment proceedings, House is set to impeach the president tomorrow. Suzanne Malveaux from Westwood One with more.
The House on the brink of a historic vote tomorrow to impeach President Trump. The House Rules Committee will hold what is likely to be a contentious hearing to mark up the two articles of impeachment, charging the president with abusing his power and obstructing Congress. Democrats signaling they have the votes after several Democrats in districts President Trump won in 2016 announcing they support impeachment.
It took me quite some time to kind of get through all of the data, all of the testimony, and make a good choice. The evidence is overwhelming, and it is my constitutional responsibility to make that difficult vote.
Congresswoman Elisa Slotkin holding a town hall in Michigan Monday, causing mixed reactions from her constituents.
I made this decision out of principle and out of a duty to protect and defend the Constitution. I feel that in my bones, and I will stick to that, regardless of what it does to me politically, because this is bigger than politics.
Across Capitol Hill, the Senate prepares for its impending trial. In a letter to Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell, Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer calling for four crucial witnesses, including Acting Chief of Staff Mick Mulvaney and former National Security Advisor John Bolton.
Trials have witnesses. That's what trials are all about. These people know better than anybody else the facts. There is no reason on God's green earth why they shouldn't be called and testify, unless you're afraid of what they might say.
The White House responding, saying Senator Schumer's letter is just more proof that the only evidence the House produced actually proves President Trump did nothing wrong. The Senate needs a 51-vote majority to pass key measures regarding the trial, so Democrats only need four Republicans to join them to compel witnesses to testify or other procedural motions. The debate putting a handful of vulnerable Senate Republicans in the spotlight. The White House and GOP leaders are worried about the uncertainty of how those senators would vote on trial-related issues.
I think that for all senators, and certainly Senate Republicans, they have to make sure that this process doesn't seem like a sham, like it's a slam dunk, as Senator McConnell has said.
Right, more on today's T-minus one day in Washington on this historic vote on articles of impeachment. Also, yeah, trouble for Boeing. Is that good news for Airbus? We'll talk about that. And Congress could raise the federal smoking age to 21. What do you think about that? We'll talk about that more coming up in just a little bit. Plus, we'll check in with Kane, get more traffic, sports on the way with Dalton, and News 5 is next.
Welcome to Mobile Bay Coins.
Dave, are you here Christmas shopping? Don't you usually wait until it's a bit closer to Christmas?
Nope, I'm here for a turkey charm for my wife's bracelet and a few other things.
I'll see if one's available, or if not, I'll order you one in. But you got to tell me the story.
Well, my brother and I did a fall turkey hunt, got a couple gobblers, cleaned our birds, came back to Mobile.
Sounds like a great time. So what happened?
Well, the whole family was around the table ready to dig into a beautiful turkey dinner. After the blessing, everybody started eating when all of a sudden Aunt Nancy screams. She broke a tooth and everybody started picking pellets out of their mouth. And then I yelled at Bob for not getting all the shot out of the bird. And he jumps up from the table. I follow outside. Next thing you know, we're wrestling in the front yard. Everybody's watching. That's when the dog made his move to feast on the Thanksgiving bird.
So who are you buying charms for?
Well, my mother-in-law, who broke her dentures, Uncle Pete and Aunt Nancy, who both cracked teeth. Both of our wives are angry that we took that fight to the front yard and then had to take the dog to the vet. So I need four turkey charms and one silver eagle for Uncle Pete.
Mobile Bay Coins and Fine Jewelry, 2204 Government Street, Mobile. Like us on Facebook or visit mobilebaycoins.com.
Good morning, I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. Students will be back in class this morning after a Mobile school was vandalized. Administrators at St. John's School for Tomorrow sent students home yesterday when they found shattered windows, busted doors, and messy classrooms. School officials cleaned up and changed the locks, but say it was still a shocking discovery on Monday. Friends and family came together Monday to say goodbye to one of the sailors gunned down at Naval Air Station Pensacola. Cameron Walters' friends said he was a bright light to everyone who knew him. Walters was posthumously promoted for his bravery. A military newspaper reports President Trump will attend the service for his second sailor killed in the NAS Pensacola shooting. A service for Joshua Watson will be held at the Enterprise High School Performing Arts Center Saturday at 11 a.m. At least three people have been killed and dozens injured as powerful storms ripped through the South. Two people died in Lawrence County, Alabama overnight. One person was killed in Louisiana. I'm Jessica Taloney, WKRG News 5.
Here's what you need to know about Jerry. Jerry Carl is an outsider and businessman, not some politician. Jerry is ready to roll up his sleeves and get down to business. South Alabama is Trump country, so Jerry Carl will stand with our president. That starts by getting the wall built and locking down our border. Jerry Carl believes we can't keep giving free stuff to the illegal immigrants flooding our country. It's not fair to working families. Jerry Carl is an avid hunter and isn't about to let some left-wing socialists from Washington take our guns. It's our constitutional right. And Jerry Carl is a pro-life Christian, plain and simple. Jerry will protect the unborn and defend our values. He's not the loudest, but he's the toughest. He's just Jerry. Conservative Jerry Carl for Congress.
I'm Jerry Carl, but call me Jerry, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Jerry Carl for Congress.
No matter the occasion, at Honey Baked Ham Mobile, they've got you covered. They've got the gift you're tempted to give yourself, a Honey Baked Ham gift card. And if you can't decide what to give this year, let that lucky someone decide. Everyone on your shopping list can choose something for themselves. From their famous hams to delicious side dishes, desserts, and more, they are your gift headquarters this Christmas. Extended holiday hours the week before Christmas for your last-minute shopping convenience. Honey Baked Ham, 3851 Airport Boulevard, 343-3100.
The radio show voted most likely to draw a targeting penalty.
Right now, you officially qualify, I can't believe I'm saying it, as one of the dumbest callers we've ever had.
You're a lying piece of crap. You are a loser.
The Paul Feinbaum Show on FM Talk 106.5.
Good morning, 6:16 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. On Monday Night Football, the New Orleans Saints routed the Indianapolis Colts 34-7. Saints quarterback Drew Brees threw four touchdown passes, breaking Peyton Manning's NFL record for most career touchdown passes. Here's Brees' third of the night, the record breaker to tight end Josh Hill. It was the 540th touchdown pass of his career.
Will he get it here? Yes! Touchdown pass, 540 in the 504.
Brees would tack on another to the record later in the third quarter with a 28-yard touchdown pass to Taysom Hill. After the game, Brees took a moment to reflect on his career.
Just looking at the entire journey, 19 years from 5 years in San Diego to 14 years here, and incredible teammates and coaches that I've had the chance to play with and for. This team right here, who's very special.
The NFL touchdown record wasn't the only record that Brees broke last night. He only threw one incompletion and finished the night 29 of 30 passing. That's a 96.7 completion percentage that broke Philip Rivers' mark of 96.55% for best ever in the NFL. In that incredible run last night, Brees also set a personal record with 22 consecutive completions. He can break the NFL record of 25 consecutive next week. 12 of those completions went to wide receiver Michael Thomas, who finished the night with 128 yards and a touchdown. With 11 more receptions in the final two games, Thomas would set the record for most receptions in a regular season with 144. The Saints head to Nashville to face the Tennessee Titans on Sunday. Prior to last night's game, the Saints announced a new face is coming to town. Former Giants cornerback Janoris Jenkins was claimed on waivers Monday by New Orleans. The Giants parted way with Jenkins 2 days after he used an offensive word in a Twitter exchange with a critical fan. The transaction won't be official until tonight because the Saints were playing on Monday Night Football. In another roster move, the Kansas City Chiefs claimed seven-time Pro Bowl pass rusher Terrell Suggs off of waivers on Monday, 3 days after the Arizona Cardinals decided to part ways with him. Kansas City was looking to fill a void in its pass rush after defensive end Alex Okafor suffered a torn pec muscle in Sunday's win over the Denver Broncos. Suggs has 5.5 sacks in 13 starts for the Cardinals. The Seattle Seahawks announced Monday that wide receiver Josh Gordon has once again been suspended indefinitely without pay for violating the NFL's policies on performance-enhancing drugs and substances of abuse. The 28-year-old has long struggled with substance abuse issues since he was drafted by Cleveland in 2012. This marks Gordon's sixth suspension since the 2013 season and the fifth for some form of substance abuse. Gordon's played in 11 games so far this season with the Seahawks and the New England Patriots. He's caught 27 passes for 426 yards. In college football news, Matt Zenitz from AL.com reports that the Alabama Crimson Tide will likely be without three defensive starters when they play Michigan in the Citrus Bowl on New Year's Day. Outside linebacker Terrell Lewis and cornerback Trevon Diggs have reportedly decided to sit out the game as they prepare to enter the NFL draft. The Tide will also be without freshman defensive tackle DJ Dale, who's listed as doubtful due to a knee injury. Zenitz reports that the rest of Bama's NFL draft prospects went through practice on Monday. And in college basketball, the Kansas Jayhawks took over the top spot in this week's AP Top 25 poll. The Jayhawks are the fifth team to top the poll this season. It's the first time that the AP has had five different number ones before New Year's Day, and the record for an entire season is seven. Gonzaga jumped four spots to number two, followed by Louisville. Duke rose three spots to fourth, with Ohio State at number five, Kentucky six, Maryland seven, Oregon eight, Virginia nine, and Baylor to round out the top 10. Auburn remains ranked 12th for the second week in a row. Tigers are the only remaining undefeated team in the Power Five conferences. Tennessee fell two spots to number 21, and the North Carolina Tar Heels are out of the top 25 for the first time in nearly 6 years. 621 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and that's a look at sports on Mobile Mornings.
What do you think that does to the line for the game with so many players out for Alabama?
I think it might move the over-under to up.
Yeah.
Without three of the Alabama defensive starters, but with all of the Alabama, all the rest of the draft prospects playing, including Jerry Jeudy and Devontae Smith, I think they'll be just fine.
All right, there we go. 622, be right back.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast expects showers this morning, then breezy and cool this afternoon with temperatures in the lower 60s. Tonight, clearing and cold with lows in the lower 30s. And then tomorrow, sunny with highs in the lower 50s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
It's the GMC Denali season to upgrade. Get over $14,000 total value on a next-generation 2019 GMC Sierra 1500 4x4 with Denali Ultimate Package. We are professional-grade. GMC. Based on MSRP of $67,650. Offer includes price reduction below MSRP of $6,373 plus $7,157 purchase allowance and $500 option package discount. Not available with special financing, lease, and some other offers. Take retail delivery by 1-220. See participating dealer for details.
Experience Mobile's most unique hardware experience this fall and holiday season. Spring Hill Ace Hardware has all your favorite brands like Big Green Egg, Traeger, Weber, and Yeti. For homeowners and contractors, Spring Hill Ace carries only high-quality products. Benjamin Moore Paint, Milwaukee, and DeWalt. All in one trip, you'll find hardware, gifts, home improvement, beautiful house plants, bedding plants, and landscape. Exceptional personal service, stocked with all you need, locally owned, and so convenient. Spring Hill Ace Hardware on Old Shell Road. Like us on Facebook.
Miss a show?
No!
No problem. Podcasts of your favorite FM Talk 106.5 shows are waiting for you right now at fmtalk1065.com. And never miss a minute of the best in local talk when you subscribe to FM Talk 106.5 on iTunes or Stitcher.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Joan London with A Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. They've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad.
I was so glad that I called A Place for Mom. My advisor really listened and was truly my partner in finding senior care for my dad. She went out of her way to get to know him as a person and was always there whenever I had a question.
The senior living advisors at A Place for Mom partner with thousands of families every month, listening and offering local knowledge and advice to help find the best senior living communities across the country. And it's a free service. Here's the number.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-316-0266.
There's a place for answers. A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-316-0266. That's 1-800-316-0266.
Good morning, everyone. For the Pitts & Sons Towing and Recovery, traffic center showers moving through the area and really cooler temperatures, about 17-degree difference between Mobile and Pensacola now. Moffett Road and Spring Hill Avenue, the only accident we have, but it is with injuries. A lot of pooling on the roadway, so please be careful this morning. CBD America is now open on Old Shell Road behind the Metal Mushroom at the USA campus, and they offer all things hemp. And don't forget the original CBD America on Highway 43 in Satsuma. See them at CBDAmerica1.com and on Facebook. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Hey, thank you, Kane. 624 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings on this Tuesday. It might be the minimum for Boeing's MAX 737. Scott Hamilton commenting on this yesterday.
Continuing production is not a good choice. Reducing production is not a good choice, and suspending production is not a good choice. It's the least bad choice that they have to make.
Wow. Aviation analyst Scott Hamilton says Boeing still has the ability to get financing, maybe to carry it through this crisis. Of course, how long is that going to take?
Take Boeing a long time to return to profits. It's going to take Boeing a long time to get their margins back up.
So there you go. Boeing will suspend the production of its 737 MAX jets starting in January. I don't know, be frank with you, why would you make it? Maybe they had to finish jets or something, but why you wouldn't make it today or yesterday. But they said, as of January, they're suspending production of the 737. Of course, that's their number one plane they're putting out. The company said no layoffs or furloughs are expected at this time as a result of the decision. Decision comes after Boeing board members met yesterday to consider suspending or shutting down production of the 737 MAX jets, which have been grounded for almost 9 months. Governments and airlines around the world have grounded the 737 MAX aircraft since March after two crashes occurred within 6 months of each other. In October of 2018 and March of 2019, they killed a total of 346 people. Now, what they've had to say about the, the FAA, I think, and you said it the other day, is feeling some heat on their backside, too, on this one.
Yeah, because they had the reports out that there were likely to be...
Crashes,
which is...
Here's the acceptable number of crashes.
Yeah, in my opinion, that's unforgivable.
Yeah.
For any major supplier to know that there could be deaths, or that not even could, that there would likely be deaths due to faulty airplanes. And I'm surprised that it got swept over as quickly as it did last week.
I want to see more on the FAA side here, because is it way too cozy, this relationship between Boeing and the federal government, and in this case the FAA, or is it something legitimate where we the people don't understand what's normal practice inside, aircraft manufacturing?
You know, they sell so many of these MAX planes. Wall Street Journal talked to this Luke Tilley, chief economist at Wilmington Trust. He estimated stopping MAX production for one quarter would shave 0.3 of a percentage point from quarterly annualized GDP growth.
Wow.
0.3.
Well, we will see what this means on the flip side for companies like Airbus.
Mm-hmm.
This has got to be, they ground them now and no production as of January. Airbus has a product that's similar. How do they move in and take market share? Could that be a good news? What's bad news for Boeing could be good news for Southwest Alabama. Also, President Trump looking good in a USA Today poll. That's on the way.
Good morning, I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. At least three people have been killed and dozens injured as powerful storms ripped through the South. Two people died in Lawrence County, Alabama overnight. That's in North Alabama. One person was killed in Louisiana on Monday. A mother and two children were injured as storms destroyed their home in Marengo County, Alabama. Storms there knocked down trees and damaged at least 12 homes. Several schools in Mobile and Baldwin counties could see their rank change when the Alabama High School Athletic Association releases its reclassification for the next two academic years. The group reclassifies schools every 2 years based on enrollment figures. Sources say Theodore and McGill Tulin could drop from Class 7A to 6A. Daphne, UMS Wright, and Vigor could also see their rank change. The new groups are expected to be released later this morning. With WKRG News 5, local coverage you can count on, I'm Jessica Taloney.
Your line of work, every day is different. Sometimes you need big, sometimes you need small. But every time you need the best. Well, good news. Thompson Tractor has everything you need. It's your go-to source for a complete range of the absolute best equipment, including used machines. Buying used equipment requires a high degree of trust, the kind that Thompson Tractor has been earning since 1957. We sell a large selection of previously owned equipment, all of it tested for durability and optimal performance for years to come. Come browse our yard at 10120 Highway 80 East, Montgomery, Alabama. Or check out the inventory online at thompsontractor.com. Oh, we buy used equipment too. Thompson Tractor. Just like you, we have what it takes.
My mom's a breast cancer survivor. The United Breast Cancer Foundation saved her life. Their free breast cancer exam caught the cancer early, and it saved her life. But now the foundation needs your help so they can continue offering free or low-cost breast screening exams, saving more women's lives. Help them by donating your car, whether it's running or not.
They'll provide fast, free 24-hour pickup, and you receive a charitable tax deduction, plus the great feeling you'll get knowing your donated car is going to help save more lives. Just call 800-526-7406 to set the wheels in motion. They take cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs, running or not. Call 800-526-7406. The United Breast Cancer Foundation needs your help, and your donation could literally save women's lives, helping them catch breast cancer early, like they did with my mom. Donate today. 800-526-7406. That's 800-526-7406.
Searchers have been working overnight in parts of the Deep South after storms tore through the region yesterday. As many as 24 tornadoes touched down. At least 3 people were killed. Twisters hit Mississippi, Louisiana, and Alabama. Correspondent Nick Valencia is in Guntown, Mississippi this morning.
They had a church just entirely lifted off its foundation in addition to the subdivision that was hit. But they really don't know exactly what they're dealing with here until daylight comes.
Dangerous travel in some parts of the Northeast today, says meteorologist Chad Myers.
Ice is the problem today across parts of Connecticut. Snow to the north of there into Massachusetts and upstate New York, but it's the ice that will cause the problem from Binghamton all the way to Providence.
Many late flights, even cancellations anticipated today. The House Rules Committee to meet at mid-morning to vote on the parameters for tomorrow's debate on 2 articles of impeachment. Pope Francis said today the Catholic Church will no longer keep information about abuse-related accusations, trials, and decisions secret. I'm Christopher Cruz.
Jennifer Kishinko with your money now. Amazon is blocking its third-party sellers from using FedEx's ground delivery network for Prime shipments, citing a decline in performance heading into the final stretch of the holiday shopping season. The ban on using FedEx's ground and home services starts this week and will last until the delivery performance of these ship methods improves, according to an email Amazon sent to merchants. Amazon has stopped using FedEx for its own deliveries in the U.S., but third-party merchants had still been able to use FedEx. Such sellers now account for more than half of the merchandise sold on Amazon's website. The UK is likely to do a deal with the EU that effectively keeps it in the EU single market to avoid economic chaos. Analysts say the country's EU departure would be notional and will likely end up with a Norway-style agreement rather than a trade deal or a no-deal Brexit. Crude oil up 6 cents at $60.28 a barrel on Wall Street. Futures pointing to a modestly lower open this morning. That's your money now.
Haul packages for a living? A gas-powered Mercedes-Benz Sprinter delivers. Transport people? A Sprinter van with 0% financing is a 5-star idea. If food delivery is your thing, then a gas Sprinter caters to you. And if you're a general contractor, the Sprinter with 0% financing nails it. With innovation, safety, and technology, Sprinter is built for you. And it's built for your bottom line with 0% financing. The Mercedes-Benz Sprinter, starting at just $33,790. And for a limited time with IRS Section 179, you could be eligible for up to a $25,000 tax deduction. Gas engine, 0% financing, and a possible tax deduction? Now that's a Sprinter that delivers. Mercedes-Benz. Vans. Born to run.
MSRP excludes all options, taxes, title, registration, transportation, charge, and dealer prep fee. Options, model availability, national dealer price may vary. See dealer for details about costs and terms. Only valid on 2018 or 2019 Mercedes-Benz Sprinter vans, excluding cab chassis. Qualified commercial customers only. Financing offer valid through January 2nd, 2020. Consult your tax advisor. For more information, limits may apply. Visit mbvans.com.
Browning's latest bolt-action rifle is the innovative X-Bolt. Designed for total accuracy, the Browning X-Bolt incorporates the new 3-lever feather trigger to give you the most precise feel of any factory trigger. The X-Bolt's hand-chambered free-floating barrel and X-Lock scope mounts ensure that every shot you take stays right on target. Check out the Browning X-Bolt rifle at McCoy Outdoor Company in Mobile at 3498 Spring Hill Avenue. Take advantage of a $50 rebate through December 31st. Browning, the best there is.
Now weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
6:35. Good morning, Dr. Bill.
Good morning, Sean.
All right. Still some rain hanging around, a few showers here as we get ready for what? Some colder weather.
Oh, indeed. We'll start out this morning in the 70s, and then it's going to be dropping into the 50s this afternoon and then into the 40s by late afternoon. Cold front is moving through now. We've had some showers. Fortunately, that line of shower activity has weakened considerably from what it was yesterday when it produced some very intense tornado activity over Louisiana and also parts of western Mississippi. So It's looking a lot better now as it crosses into Alabama. But today, look for showers this morning, and then mostly cloudy for the rest of the day. It's going to be breezy, wind picking up out of the north at 15 to 20 miles per hour. The high temperature today has already occurred. It was in the low 70s this morning, and we'll continue to see falling temperatures through the afternoon hours. Now, tonight, going to be cold. Looks for a light freeze tonight, around 32 degrees here in the city. And the wind will be out of the north at 10 to 20 miles per hour. So you want to get those plants in again and get all the protection, because that wind is going to be a factor also with those low temperatures. Tomorrow should be a really nice day, but on the cool side, only 52, but plenty of sunshine. And then tomorrow night, back down to a light freeze again, possibly 31 degrees here in the city. And that means that some areas will get into the upper 20s. Thursday looks like a pretty nice day, sunny skies, about 55. And then on Friday, the clouds come back in. It'll be mostly cloudy with a high in the upper 50s. Looks like Saturday now we will see some shower activity. It looks like a low-pressure area will develop out over the middle of the Gulf. It'll track to the east toward the Florida Peninsula, but just enough to produce some shower activity here along the coast, and the high will be in the upper 50s. Still a few showers on Sunday, with a high in the low 60s. So we definitely have some rain in the forecast, but we also have some cold weather that begins this afternoon and for the next couple of days.
Now, looking back on yesterday and those tornadoes, will be one of these where we'll find out the intensity afterwards. Isn't it kind of like a forensic thing that when they decide how strong a tornado was?
Yeah, in fact, most of those tornadoes occurred in more of a isolated, we call supercells, that were out well ahead of the cold front. And that's a very dangerous area. Along the cold front, we tend to see straight line winds, but those supercells ahead of them will rotate. And yesterday, there was quite a few of them across in the southwest Mississippi and in Louisiana. And of course, on the radar, they take on that more of a comma shape and very intense returns on the radar.
Now, we're just right now seeing video coming in and hearing accounts of the damage in places, like you said, southwest Louisiana and southwest Mississippi and over in Louisiana. Will they give the today, tomorrow, when do we find out how intense? There'll be an F something, right? Isn't that a kind of a thing they go in afterwards and assess?
Yeah, they'll be going out there today and to look at the type of damage and to look at what category, whether it's a category 3, 4, or 5. Those are major categories there. And also some of those could produce just category 1 or 2, with just some minor damage. But they'll look at that today and also tomorrow.
All right, Dr. Bill. And is today the day that the Mobile Weather Marine Almanac, or is it tomorrow, gets in stores?
Tomorrow's going to be the day that they will be in the stores and places like West Marine and also Mike Ward's Liberty Safes, and there'll be others, and we'll keep you informed, certainly tomorrow, of where all the locations are.
Are we going to get a drop-off here at the studios?
I expect to get those to you this afternoon.
There we go.
All right.
We will be one of those locations, and we'll
that's right.
Have those here. You can stop by. All right, Dr. Bill, we'll check back with you real soon.
Okay, Sean.
That's our staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams, with your forecast exclusively here at FM Talk 106.5. I bet you what he's going to plan to do. You know, we got our Christmas party tomorrow night. He said this afternoon. Maybe he does, but I was thinking he was going to say, I'll just bring him to the Christmas party.
Do you think we can get a live reading?
That's what we should do during the Christmas party, is we're all going to pick a page, and he's going to give us an accounting of what's in the almanac.
That'd be great.
During the Christmas party.
So sounds like fun.
Be good stuff. All right, 640 FM Talk 106.5. Traffic on the way. We'll get to sports with Dalton coming up as well. And it is the last days of shopping. What are we down to? 8 days?
Yeah.
Eight days, man. Till Christmas? Okay. Got a way for you to not only get this off your list, buying gifts, but have the best gift ever for folks when you give the gift of Omaha Steaks. They got a limited time offer for y'all, and there's still time to place your order for the holidays. Here's what you got to do. Go to omahasteaks.com and enter the code Sullivan in the search bar for their favorite gift package, a gift everyone will love, for only $69.99. Here's what you get. Or here's what they get. 4 6-ounce bacon-wrapped filet mignon, 4 premium pork chops, 4 Omaha steak burgers, 4 potatoes au gratin, 4 caramel apple tartlets, an Omaha Steaks seasoning packet. And for y'all, a free 6-piece cutlery set and a cutting board. You get all the delicious food plus the free cutlery set they'll enjoy for years to come for only $69.99. And Omaha Steaks are guaranteed to be the most tender steaks you've ever had or they've ever had. And here's how they show up. This is what I love. They are flash frozen, vacuum sealed, and delivered in a cooler with dry ice ready to cook. Omaha Steaks also delivers the best burgers, pork, poultry, and a whole lot more. And don't wait. If you want to take advantage of this offer and get your gift there before the holidays are over, go to omahasteaks.com, type Sullivan in the search bar to order the gift everyone will love. Order their favorite gift package today. Once again, omahasteaks.com, type Sullivan in the search bar, and you'll see this package, and you'll thank me later for sure. 641, coming right back, traffic.
It's all about you,
Hi, Greg Halliday here, General Sales Manager at Kobe Subaru. I want to invite you to stop by our dealership located on the I-65 Service Road to learn more about what makes your Subaru purchase extraordinary. Subaru's quality, safety, reliability, and cutting-edge technology places the brand at the top of consumer reports year after year. As the oldest and largest Subaru dealership on the Gulf Coast, our knowledgeable sales staff, award-winning service department, and incredible inventory makes choosing Kobe an easy decision. Whether you're in the market for a new or certified pre-owned Subaru, I promise to make your purchase experience absolutely extraordinary. To learn more about our dealership, visit us online at KobeSubaru.com. And remember, at Kobe Subaru, it's all about you.
It's all about you.
Your CBD store of West Mobile has a long list of CBD stocking stuffers under $20. Lotions, lip balms, and oh, the bath bombs, an absolute favorite. Find it all at your CBD store of West Mobile.
Good morning for the Pinson Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center. We've had several accidents at the clearing stages, including one now at Moffitt Road and Western Drive with injuries. A lot of pooling on the roadways as showers are moving through into Baldwin County and Pensacola. Just be careful on the way in this morning. Springdale Toyota at 3062 Government Boulevard in Mobile with the all-new 2019 Highlander with 0% financing for up to 60 months plus $500 holiday cash back or $5,500 in savings. Model 6955. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Champy's Fried Chicken in Daphne has everything to make your taste buds dance. Champy's has fresh hand-rolled hot tamales, homemade sides, fresh farm-raised catfish, awesome chicken tenders, salads, fresh cooked-to-order fried chicken, and don't forget about our fully stocked bar while watching your favorite game on one of our many TVs. Hey, your friends are here, so come join us at Champy's Famous Fried Chicken in Daphne on Highway 98, open 7 days a week.
Right, 6:43 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings on this Tuesday. Glad to have you along. Sean Sullivan, Dalton Orwig, Dr. Bill with a forecast, and we'll get back to Kane with traffic here in just about 7 minutes. So Congress could raise, out of all the other things they're doing, like this impeachment stuff, let's talk about something else for a second. Congress could raise the federal smoking age to 21. Soon, tobacco users might have to be over 21 to purchase cigarettes, according to a measure from Congress taking aim to raise the federal age to purchase tobacco. The clause is part of a massive government funding bill that's expected to pass this week. Now, let me point this out. This is what I've told you in the past when they go, why do they have any say for speed limits? Or why do they have any say? You know, the people say, why the feds? Well, sometimes the feds can't put a heavy hand on you with law or law enforcement. What they can do is they can withhold funding if you don't do what they want to do. This was really evident back when drinking ages were 18 in some places and 21 elsewhere. Mm-hmm. Also with speed limits, as they couldn't change the state. You know, states had the right to set these things, but the federal government said, fine, we're not going to sue you for this, but you're not getting any federal funding until you comply with these things. So I see a very similar thing happening here. So they said the clause is part of a massive government funding bill expected to pass this week. The change would make it illegal for anyone under 21 to purchase vape products and e-cigarettes, as well as traditional tobacco products, amid nationwide concern about increasing nicotine use among young people and the possible health risks of electronic cigarette products. Now, smoking has gone down, like, big time.
Yeah, and vaping, of course, has gone up because it's a new technology. But, you know, with this, I'm sure the feds will argue that 18 to 21, you're still a growing brain and you're not able to make your own decisions and can be influenced by advertisers. But we'll see the same exact argument that we see with alcohol being illegal until you're 21, and that's, if 18 is old enough to serve for my country, how come I can't make adult decisions at 18?
Well, I can't imagine, somebody that we asked to go, and maybe we just, you know, you put an exemption in. But if you're on the battlefield and you want to plug a red man,
go for it.
You could, that should be the least we do. They said the change, the language comes from a bipartisan legislation co-authored by GOP Senators Mitt Romney of Utah, Todd Young of Idaho, and Democratic Senators Brian Schatz of Hawaii and Dick Durbin of Illinois, and supported by Senator Tim Kaine of Virginia and Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell. If Congress raises the federal tobacco age to 21, the FDA, which regulates tobacco products, would then have to determine if there will be any changes in how to enforce the new limit. Spending bill gives the agency about 6 months to update its rules and regulations to require age verification. Raising the legal age to buy tobacco to 21 is expected to make it more difficult for high school students to access products containing nicotine because 21-year-olds are outside their social networks, according to a report commissioned by the FDA in 2013. Thank you, FDA report, for telling us that. I would also point out that this is one of these deals. If you don't get an addiction, this is what they're looking at. If you don't get an addiction while you're young, you probably won't come to this later in life. But will it keep tobacco out of the hands of underage smokers or vapers or dippers? I don't know. We'll look at that. I'll talk about that more coming up. Also, a reminder, day two of our Alabamian of the Year voting. It's online. Go to the front page of FMTalk1065.com. Right under the 1-800-GOT-JUNK ad there underneath, that's where you vote. So what's usually our online opinion poll question for this month becomes our mechanism to vote for the Alabamian of the Year.
Yeah, and after day one, we've got two moving on into the second round, and it's the two I expected, not in the manner that I expected them to move on. Yesterday, our top vote getters, Lottery at 34%, moves on in the Alabamian of the Year voting, and the Anti-Toll Movement at 33%, which I thought would be the top getter.
Me too.
Gas Tax had 25%, not enough to move on, and the Abortion bill got 8%. So today you can vote Bruce Pearl, who led Auburn to the Final Four last season and undefeated so far this year. Tua Tagovailoa, who had a pretty big injury that caused a lot to go down in college football this year. Hoyt Hutchinson, the Alabama fan and baby Trump balloon popper. And then, of course, the meth squirrel from Athens, Alabama.
Y'all check it out. Front page of FMTalk1065.com. 647. Coming right back, Dalton's got sports, and we'll check in with News 5.
Here's what you need to know about Jerry. Jerry Carl is an outsider and businessman, not some politician. Jerry is ready to roll up his sleeves and get down to business. South Alabama is Trump country, so Jerry Carl will stand with our president. That starts by getting the wall built and locking down our border. Jerry Carl believes we can't keep giving free stuff to the illegal immigrants flooding our country. It's not fair to working families. Jerry Carl is an avid hunter and isn't about to let some left-wing socialists from Washington take our guns. It's our constitutional right. And Jerry Carl is a pro-life Christian, plain and simple. Jerry will protect the unborn and defend our values. He's not the loudest, but he's the toughest. He's just Jerry. Conservative Jerry Carl for Congress.
I'm Jerry Carl, but call me Jerry, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Jerry Carl for Congress.
This News 5 FM Talk 1065 information update brought to you by John Willis. IRS problems can be legal problems. Your solution, John Willis, tax resolution attorney. Visit irsallstar.com.
Good morning, I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. Students will be back in class this morning after a Mobile school was vandalized. Administrators at St. John's School for Tomorrow sent students home yesterday when they found shattered windows, busted doors, and messy classrooms. School officials cleaned up and changed the locks, but say it was still a shocking discovery on Monday. Friends and family came together Monday to say goodbye to one of the sailors gunned down at Naval Air Station Pensacola. Cameron Walters' friends said he was a bright light to everyone who knew him. Walters was posthumously promoted for his bravery. A military newspaper reports President Trump will attend the service for his second sailor killed in the NAS Pensacola shooting. A service for Joshua Watson will be held at the Enterprise High School Performing Arts Center Saturday at 11 a.m. At least three people have been killed and dozens injured as powerful storms ripped through the South. Two people died in Lawrence County, Alabama overnight. One person was killed in Louisiana. I'm Jessica Taloney, WKRG News 5.
Hey folks, Jeff Sessions here. There's a battle raging right now, a battle for the soul and future of America. It's a time of great opportunity and great peril. With President Trump, we have a historic opportunity to finally end the lawlessness at our border and to stop China from stealing our technology and our jobs. But we also face great peril. Washington Democrats are seeking to fundamentally change America, change our ideals, divide us from each other. They embrace socialism and chaos at our borders. And many Republicans are just too timid. They're not fully committed to fighting for the president's agenda. It's time to stand up and fight for what's right. And you all know me. I won't go wobbly on you. I'll always stand for Alabama values in Washington. I'm Jeff Sessions, candidate for the Senate. I approve this ad.
Paid for by Friends of Sessions Senate Committee, Inc.
Log in now for streaming shows, host bios, on-demand forecasts, local, national, and global news, plus interactive polls and blogs. Get all of it online now at FMTalk1065.com.
Good morning, 651 on FM Talk 1065. I'm Dalton Orwig, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe. On Monday Night Football, the New Orleans Saints routed the Indianapolis Colts 34-7. Saints quarterback Drew Brees threw four touchdown passes, breaking Peyton Manning's NFL record for most career touchdown passes. Here's Brees' third of the night, the record breaker to tight end Josh Hill. It was the 540th touchdown pass of Brees' career.
Will he get it here? Yes! Touchdown pass, 540 in the 504.
Brees would tack on another to the record later in the third quarter with a 28-yard touchdown pass to Taysom Hill. After the game, Brees took a moment to reflect on his career.
Just looking at the entire journey, 19 years from 5 years in San Diego to 14 years here, and incredible teammates and coaches that I've had the chance to play with and for. This team right here was very special.
That wasn't the only record Brees broke last night. He only threw one incompletion and finished the night 29 of 30 passing. That's a 96.7 completion percentage, best ever in the NFL. And also, he set a personal record with 22 consecutive completions. He can break the NFL record of 25 consecutive next week. Saints head to Nashville to face the Tennessee Titans on Sunday. In college football news, Matt Zenitz from AL.com reports that the Alabama Crimson Tide will likely be without three defensive starters when they play Michigan in the Citrus Bowl. Outside linebacker Terrell Lewis and cornerback Trevon Diggs have reportedly decided to sit out the game as they prepare to enter the NFL draft. Tide will also be without freshman defensive tackle DJ Dale, who's listed as doubtful due to a knee injury. It's 6:53 on FM Talk 106.5. That's the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe, home of the soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. You'll find Butch Cassidy's in Mobile at the corner of North Florida Street and Old Shell Road.
In the Old West, things were settled the old-fashioned way. A duel, just one-on-one. At Butch Cassidy's, we believe it should be that way again. Just you and our soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. Piled high with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, onion, and pickles. Or just the way you like it. It's time for a showdown. Butch Cassidy's, Old Shell in North Florida Street.
Good morning, everyone, from the SpringHillToyota.com Traffic Center. We do have an accident off of Moffitt in Spring Hill Avenue with injuries. Officers are still there with wet roadways. Be careful on the way in this morning. So far, looking good across the Bayway and the Causeway, Daphne, Spanish Fort, Tillman's Corner, and Theodore. Also checking in with no wrecks in the roadways. Long hours in the kitchen and unwanted assistance from that certain family member, or Christmas brunch at the Battle House Hotel inside the Crystal Ballroom. Reservations, call 338-5441. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast expects showers this morning, then breezy and cool this afternoon with temperatures in the lower 60s. Tonight, clearing and cold with lows in the lower 30s, and then tomorrow, sunny with highs in the lower 50s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
They build the best trailers on the market today. For nearly 65 years, McLean Trailers have been serving the trailer market in Houston and later Baton Rouge, stressing quality, customer service, and ingenuity. McLean manufactured, galvanized, and aluminum boat trailers, along with a variety of cargo and utility trailers, are on display at McLean Trailers' new showroom, 26110 Railroad Avenue, south side of Loxley, just off Highway 59. McLean Trailers' new modern repair service facility and take care of all your trailer problems and repairs. McLean Trailers in Loxley has the largest inventory of trailer parts and accessories around. Whether you need a new aluminum or galvanized boat, a cargo or utility trailer, McLean Trailers can meet your needs. When you need parts, accessories, or your trailer needs repairs, McLean Trailers can handle it. For all your trailer needs, go by today and see Robert at McLean Trailers, 26110 Railroad Avenue, the south side of Loxley, just off Highway 59. Go buy McLean Trailers today.
It's 6:56, FM Talk 106.5 at Mobile Mornings. Glad to have you along. Sean Sullivan, Dalton Orwig. Text line's open at 343-0106. Also, voting in our Alabamian of the Year, day two of that. Vote online, front page of FMTalk1065.com. All right, holidays are here, and this year, give yourself the gift of extra money in your pocket. Pay off your credit card balances and save with a credit card consolidation loan from Lightstream. Right now, you can roll your high-interest credit card payments into just one payment at a lower fixed rate. Lightstream's credit card consolidation loans have rates as low as 5.95% APR with auto pay. You can save thousands in interest. Think about what you're paying now versus what they're offering at 5.95% APR. Plus, there are absolutely no fees, no application fees, no origination fees, no transaction fees, no prepayment penalties. And just for y'all, you can apply now and get a special interest rate discount. The only way to get this discount is to go to lightstream.com/Sullivan. LIGHTSTREAM.com/Sullivan, SULLIVAN. Subject to credit approval, rate includes a 0.50% auto pay discount. Terms and conditions apply, and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit lightstream.com/Sullivan for more information. All right, three people confirmed dead, dozen more injured from that series of heavy duty thunderstorms and tornadoes that ripped through the South yesterday. We'll have more on that coming up in just a second. Plus, we'll check in with Kane, get the latest in traffic and sports on the way, and more on Drew Brees. Let's see what an old man can do, huh? How about that?